It's 7:34.
Are the people in your neighborhood the people that you meet each day?
Well, once again, we have the folks from the Peer Players. Elisa and Dan are here with us this morning, and we have a play, but it's more than a play. It's a special kind of play because it was actually penned by a South Dakotan from Aberdeenish area.
Yes, that is correct. The playwright's name is Michelle Shoneman, and she is from Aberdeen, and she's involved with the Aberdeen Community Theater.
So is this the first time she was able to see her play actually performed in front of a crowd?
Yes. So they did do a reading in Aberdeen, but this is the first time that the show has been done as a full stage, main stage production. And she actually was here on opening night, and so she had a chance to see it. And I believe she's going to be coming back on closing night to see it again.
Oh, great. Well, and obviously it was a good experience for her.
Yes. She, I think it was a little bit surreal for her to actually have worked. She's been working on this show for the past, I think she said, 3 years. And, you know, she said it was just a little bit surreal just to actually see it up there on stage and then to hear people laughing at the things that she had written.
Yeah, I tend to try to stay away from doing stuff like that myself because I would be the type that would be going, oh, I was expecting a bigger response than that. but it's great. So we've had the first run, okay? So tell us a little bit about how everything went.
It went really well. We had around 100 people each night, and every night the crowds got louder, and it was super fun. Everyone laughed. The jokes hit really well, and people always laugh at new places that you never expected.
Great. Now we got a second run that's going to be coming up here. Tell us about that. How can people get tickets? All of that stuff.
So our next run is this Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You can call the box office and then pay upon arrival. Our show, the doors open at 7 p.m. every night, and the performance is at 7:30.
And our phone number, so you can call in advance and reserve your seats. We always have tickets that are available the evening of the performances. It's 224-7826.
Okay, now we're still at the Grand Opera House, right?
Yes, correct. The Grand Opera House. We should mention where we're at.
Yes, and so we are there. And then, this is one of those things, if you have family visiting or anything like this, this would be a fun thing for them to come to.
Yeah, absolutely.
You want to tell them a little bit about the show, Dan? That's okay, Dan. I will talk about the show. I'm the director. So the main character is Ava, and she is a mother, mid-30s, and she had decided to quit her job as a psychiatrist and to stay home and be a stay-at-home mom. And she's really wondering if she's doing what she was meant to do in life. And it also involves her best friend, Lisa. They meet at the park every Thursday. And then Ava's husband, Sam, which is the character that Dan's playing, and he is a theater professor. And then one day, Ava meets this mysterious man at the park. His name is Paul, and he's an accountant just killing time at the park, stopping and talking to random people on a park bench. So that's kind of a little bit, we're not quite sure what Paul's intentions are. So it's really, and the message is that it's never too late to follow your passions in life. And to do the things that you've always wanted to do as you're sitting there contemplating, am I inconsequential? Am I doing what I was really meant to do in life? So there's a lot of humor in it, but there's also a really good message that I think can really resonate with a lot of people.
Now,
everyone.
Now, her goal within this thing, too, was she was either playing younger parts or older parts. This is for her, someone that can play a part her own age in her 30s.
Correct. As she's told us, when she started writing the script, she found she was having a hard time getting roles. There just wasn't a lot of really good, not that she couldn't get roles, but there really wasn't a lot of good roles out there for women her age. And, you know, either there were younger roles or there were older roles. So she decided, you know what, I'm just going to write my own script. And And also, it, you know, and it really resonates too with a lot of working moms who are trying to balance, you know, do I stay with my career? I have a mom. I'm a mom. I have these children. I have all these responsibilities. So, you know, it's just a real life kind of play.
Yeah, it really is, and it's great that things are going so well for it.
We should mention, though, it's not just for women, though, right, Dan? Men will like coming to the show as well.
Yes, absolutely. Personally, I had my brother, father, and grandfather all come, and they absolutely loved the show. So,
okay,
appeals to all audiences.
Great. So let's go over it once again. How can people get tickets, and when are the show times coming up?
Yep, so the show dates are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The doors open at 7. Show starts at 7:30. You can call our box office, 224-7826, to reserve your seats in advance. Or you can stop in during box office hours on show nights. We're always open at 5 o'clock on show nights. And you can reserve your seats then. Or when the doors open at 7, you can just come in and get a ticket.
All right. Well, there's plenty of options.
That is right. And if you want to know more about the show, peerplayers.com is our website.
All right. Well, thanks, Lisa and Dan. Thanks for coming in this morning and talking with us.
Thank you for having us.
People in the Neighborhood, brought to you by May Adam.
May Adam Law Firm of Peer offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. Their skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, and personal injury. They're able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm in Peer, since 1881.
Well, let's talk with Becky Spohr from the Boys and Girls Club of the Capital Area. And Becky, we have a mega raffle going on. Tell us what the package is this month.
Yes, hello. We have our September mega raffle drawing, which is Pier and Fort Pierce Finest. That includes Red Rosa, Tokyo, Drifters, Jake's, Perkins, Guadalajara's, Wonderful House, and Dakota Butcher.
Okay, you do have the finest there.
Yes. I mean, who wouldn't want to win this month's prize?
You do. You know, eating out, all of that, and such great places, too. How do folks know? We got the mega raffle still going on. People can get in any time. How do they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have tickets still available. We have 3 months left to this drawing, but you can stop down at the Boys and Girls Club, Beck Motors, or Lynn's Dakota Mart. I'm going to put a plug in. We are currently working on our 2024 mega raffle. So that will be coming out in December as well.
Okay. So and Boys and Girls Club been around for a long time. You guys have made, in the 25 years I have lived in this town, how long have you been in this town?
I just had my 13th year anniversary.
How much has the Boys and Girls Club changed since you got here?
Oh, dramatically. It's
new building.
New building. Great staff. Our numbers have increased with our kiddos. Awesome programming. It's lots of really great changes.
I would imagine the water park coming is really going to be great in the summertime.
Yes, it is right through the tunnel for us.
So all right.
We're excited. The kids are excited.
All right. So we have that. Boys and Girls Club, let's talk a little bit about what they do for in the community. And they just really give a good, safe place for kids to go.
Yeah, absolutely. So the club focuses on academics, creating good characters in our kiddos, and providing a safe and functional environment for them as well. So lots of really great programs being offered at the club. I know our families love that homework and tutoring program that we do with the kids. But it's a lot of hands-on, high-yield learning. They're learning and they're having fun doing it.
Yeah, and what kinds of things... What other kind of programs do you have within there? I mean, it's just not kids running amok. There's a lot of structure there.
There is. We have structure. So each group are by their grades. And so it's a lot of high yield learning activities. So we do a lot of STEM type activities. There's reading, science, math within the different like hands-on activities. So whether it's cooking or, building a volcano or whatnot. But mm-hmm. We also have our... Triple Play, which is our gym curriculum from National. We have our Torch Club, which is our older kids volunteering and giving back to the community. Smart Moves, which is a drug and alcohol prevention program. There's a lot of things being offered here at the Boys and Girls Club.
Okay, and it's a great place for kids to go after school.
Yep.
Get their homework done before they even get home.
That's right.
I mean, that's huge. That's a plus for us.
Parents love it.
Yeah. I can imagine that they do. They don't have to worry about the whole Sunday night thing that I put my parents through. And all of that. And so, like I said, there's so much going on at the Boys and Girls Club and so many more opportunities that are even on the horizon for the Boys and Girls Club. So that's exciting as well. So what we're saying, I guess, to make a long story short here, is this money goes to a great cause.
Yes. Yeah, so 100% of the mega raffle funds go back to the Boys and Girls Club. It's general operating, so it is providing the staff to run the programs for the kids and the program supplies. Is their major expense. So
how do folks get a hold of tickets for that?
Yes. So again, they can stop down at the Boys and Girls Club at Beck Motors or Lynn Dakota Mark to pick up a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple months left to the drawing. Otherwise, be watching out for the 2024 mega raffle.
All right. It's going to be here a lot faster than we realize, isn't it? Okay, so we're going to draw a name, and the name is going to be drawn for the Peer's Finest.
Yes, we are picking three of the finalists, and the winner will be selected at noon.
Okay. All right, so the first name, I hope I can read it. Ann Plooster. Okay, keep those coming, because those are nice and easy to read. Let's see. Joan Hunhoff, is that right?
Jean
Hunhoff.
Jean Hunhoff.
Yep. Okay, and then... Monty Bechtel.
Perfect. So winner will be selected at noon today.
Okay. So at noon today, and we'll let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks to everybody that made this sponsorship working out for our eating out.
Right. And how do folks, if they want to get their kids in the Boys and Girls Club, how do they go about doing that real quick?
They need to stop down at the Boys and Girls Club to pick up an application.
Okay. That's all there is to it. More information, you got a website, Facebook page?
We have a Facebook page. It is Boys and Girls Club of the Capital Area Pier.
Okay.
So check us out there.
All right. You can do that. Thanks for coming in, Becky.
Thanks.